All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I'm going to start off in the Big 12 Conference as the 22nd ranked West Virginia Mountaineers travel to Stillwater, Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, second place in the Big 12 Conference is on the line in this one. You look at West Virginia quarterback Clint Trickett, who's having a good season, over 2,500 passing yards to go along with 15 passing touchdowns. His big-time target is going to be Kevin White at wide receiver, who has 69 receptions to go along with over 1,000 yards of receiving and 7 touchdowns. But this Oklahoma State defense, not the offense, is carrying this team right now. The Cowboys defense has 20 sacks, 7 of those coming from Emmanuel Ogba, and they also have 8 interceptions. Now, look at this game. Oklahoma State is going to need to win the line of scrimmage, and they are going to need to put West Virginia in continuous third and long situations, which will allow their defense to tee off on the Mountaineers. And I'm taking Oklahoma State at home in this one by a score of 37-24. Down in the Southeastern Conference, the top-ranked team in the land in the Mississippi State Bulldogs will travel to Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. Now, this is unfamiliar territory for the Bulldogs as they have never been ranked number one in the nation before. But you look at the engine of their team and its quarterback, Dak Prescott, because he simply makes things happen with that running game, along with running back Josh Robinson, who is averaging 7 yards per carry. This Bulldogs defense has been stingy this year, 21 sacks and 11 interceptions. If Kentucky is going to stay in this game, their defense will have to do that, and this is a unit that has 12 interceptions of their own. But Mississippi State does not throw the football a lot, so those interceptions really do not matter. I think Mississippi State takes care of business in this one. They are coming off of a bye week, and they get the victory on the road by a score of 34-20. The third-ranked Ole Miss Rebels will travel to Tiger Stadium in Death Valley Saturday night to take on the 24th-ranked LSU Tigers. Now, for Ole Miss quarterback Bo Wallace, he's been in hostile environments this year, and this is going to be the toughest one to date. He has 17 touchdown passes on the year to 6 interceptions, and lately he has really stepped his game up and taken it to another level for head coach Hugh Freeze. This Ole Miss defense is only surrendering 10.5 points per game. You look at defensive lineman Marcus Haynes, he has 6.5 sacks, and defensive back Cinquez Golson has 7 interceptions. But Ole Miss as a team has 15 picks. Now, for LSU and quarterback Anthony Jennings, he will need to play his best game of the season. But first and foremost, LSU can lean on their running game with running backs Leonard Fournette, Kenny Hilliard, and of course, Terrence McGee. And if there's a big play to be made in the passing game for the Bayou Bengals, Jennings will look to wide receiver Travon Darrell, who has 26 receptions this season for 665 yards and 7 touchdowns. LSU typically does not lose when the lights go down or when the time changes down there in Baton Rouge. But they lost at night earlier this season to Mississippi State, and I think Ole Miss is able to escape. And I'm taking the Rebels on the road by a score of 33-24. The South Carolina Gamecocks are reeling, and they will travel on the plains to take on the 5th-ranked team in the country in the Auburn Tigers. Now, for South Carolina quarterback Dylan Thompson, he has 15 touchdowns this season to 6 interceptions, and he will need to put up a stellar performance in this one, and it won't be Dylan Thompson alone. Running back Mike Davis will also need to have a big game for South Carolina. But the bottom line is, you look at Auburn's power running game with Nick Marshall at quarterback, and of course Cameron Artis Payne, and they will really test the stamina of this Gamecocks defense. Too much Auburn in this one, and I'm taking the Tigers at home by a score of 37-20. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, the 13th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes will travel to Happy Valley in Beaver Stadium to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, you look at redshirt freshman quarterback JT Barrett for Ohio State, and he is not playing like a redshirt freshman right now. 20 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions, and Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer really has him poised to do big things for the remainder of the season in the Big Ten. You look at running back Ezekiel Elliott for Ohio State. He has 91 carries this year to go for 531 yards, and this Ohio State defense has been up for the challenge ever since they lost that game earlier in the year to Virginia Tech. They have 16 sacks to go along with 10 interceptions. That will be big because Penn State sophomore quarterback Christian Hackenberg is not having the type of season that he did a year ago. No Allen Robinson, of course, at wide receiver. He's in the NFL. Of course, Bill O'Brien is no longer the coach, as it is James Franklin, and it's two different systems that Hackenberg is in. But Ohio State's defense will look to expose him a little bit more in this one. Now, the Nittany Lions defense is only averaging giving up 15 points per game, and they will need to be at their best to keep Penn State in this one, led by linebacker Mike Hall, who has 60 tackles. Ohio State is simply the better team in this one, and I'm going to take the Buckeyes on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Pac-12, the 20th-ranked USC Trojans will travel to Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the 19th-ranked Utah Utes. Now, USC quarterback Cody Kessler is having a dream season this year, 18 touchdown passes to only one interception. You look at this running game for the men of Troy, and it's going to be a lot of student body right and student body left with running back Javoris Allen. But you look at Utah running back Devontae Booker, and he's averaging over 6 yards per carry, and that is very important because this Trojans defense has had problems this year stopping the running game. Utah's defense has 33 sacks of their own, and if SC is put in third and long situations, they could be in trouble. I'm going to take Utah at home in this one. Under Kyle Whittingham, he's really got this team focused, and they are looking like they want to win the Pac-12 South in 2014. And finally, up in Seattle, the 24th-ranked Arizona State Sun Devils will travel to take on the Washington Huskies. And you look at ASU quarterback Mike Bercovici, who has 10 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions this year. And, of course, they're triplets. I'm talking about running back DJ Foster and Jalen Strong. They will once again need to be up for the challenge if ASU is going to escape with a road victory in a very hostile environment at Husky Stadium. But you look at Washington quarterback Siler Miles, who has 10 touchdown passes this year to just 1 interception. But it's really this UW defense under head coach Chris Peterson. They have 27 sacks this year. 12 and a half of those are coming from linebacker Hauoli Kikaha, and 7.5 are coming from defensive lineman Danny Shelton. I think the crowd plays a big factor in this game, and ASU will look and need to avoid third and longs a lot, but it won't be enough, as I'm taking UW at home by the score of 33-31. Those are my key games, folks, for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA season. Also, you can check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday afternoon's action from Week 8 in the National Football League. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.